Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, it's my 20th bedside chat of the Coronapocalypse, broadcasting live from the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way in the village of Bonoboville on the inimitable Dr. Susan Block Show. And yes, my bedside chats are inspired by FDR's fireside chats, here to comfort and inform and eroticize and kinkify you and inspire you to seize the day in the bonobo way. It's been a while, right? I mean, I had a cough. I got a COVID test, and thank goddess I am negative. But I got a test. Thank you, Kaiser. Yes. And it's just a cough. Though a cough in the coronapocalypse is scary. You know, everything is scary. Well, not everything. Some things are just pure sexy fun. Though pure sexy fun is scary for some people. For instance, while I was gone, ex-stripper and Grammy winner and Bernie supporter, Cardi B came out with WAP, which is short for, of course, wet ass pussy. And it features Megan Thee Stallion, also a Kardashian. Well, nothing's perfect, but it's a whopper of a song, and it's all about our favorite subject, female sexual pleasure, a wet ass pussy. Although scared of sex, Ben Shapiro pronounced it in his reading of the lyrics, wet-ass P-word. I mean, why not wet A-word P-word? But anyway, wet-ass P-word. Ben, and as he calls her, his doctor wife, say that if a P-word is so wet that it might need, quote, a bucket and a mop, end quote. Well, it needs, quote from Ben, medical care. As it might have, another quote from Ben and the doctor wife, bacterial vaginosis, big word, Ben, and yeast infection. We all know what that is. And no, it's not a wet-ass P-word. It's a hurdy P word. Obviously, Ben Shapiro and Dr. Wife Shapiro need a little lesson in female sexual pleasure in general, and in squirting in particular, where yes, you do need a bucket and a mop, as we have witnessed here in the womb room sanctuary of the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way with Jume and Annie Body and so many others that we have had here squirting, and yes, requiring buckets and mops and lots of towels. And it's a beautiful, sparkling thing. Yeah. Yeah. And, and Juicy May. Let's not forget Juicy May. Yeah. Very, very wet ass pussy. I can say pussy. It's the kitty cat, right? As much as the ass is the donkey. Anyway, I feel sorry for Ben. I don't know. He must have a very dry sex life. So I would offer him and his wife a free telephone sex therapy class over the phone. Or maybe I'll even Zoom you in female sexual pleasure and wetness, in floods of juices. Beautiful. Oh, and by the way, squirt, female ejaculation, is not the same as pee, okay? As our presidents, the Trumpus, knows. Let me give him a whack, whack, whack on that mushroom, small mushroom, little pee-pee that Stormy Daniels described to a TT. And the news was that her description of him hating sharks is very true. He was talking about it in a speech. So the little tiny pink Mario Kart pee-pee is true too. And so is Mary Trump's book, which is by his side, the bleach also. Oh, and he's got a water pistol stuck up his mouth because he likes guns so much. But water pistols are the Antifa weapon of choice. Yeah. Wop! Wop! He wishes he could get whopped. Wop! Wop with the whip! Yeah. So, yes. He knows all about the golden showers. And, I mean, we told you that the pee-pee tapes were real. We actually showed and told you, along with dominatrices against Donald Trump, in our frequent Russian pee parties that we held back in 2017 and 18. And now, Michael Cohen confirms it in the foreword of his upcoming book, Disloyal. Good title for him. Disloyal. Having accompanied the golden-haired Baba to see and smell, possibly feel, possibly taste, quote, golden showers in a sex club in Vegas, woohoo, end quote. And what happens in Vegas doesn't necessarily stay in Vegas. Actually, what happens in Vegas can very well also happen in Moscow. So, nothing wrong with golden showers, by the way. If you like it, it's consensual. And even if, I mean, no matter, you know, if it's consensual with a professional, with your lover, however you see it, domination, or maybe just communion, or maybe for the vitamins, I don't know, whatever turns you on. But the Trumpus is using America as his personal toilet. Excuse me, Dr. Bonobo. Yes. And, you know, it's time to hit flush, brothers and sisters. That's right. It's stopped up with Trump's shit. And so we have the perfect plunger for that. Yep. stopped up with Trump's shit. We got the perfect plunger for that. Made in China, like Trump's hats, of course. They're made in China, too. Here's the picture of the box where you see the Trumpy shit pile. Yep. Isn't that cute? Trump toilet brush. Make your toilet create again. It is made in China, and they're trying. You know, yeah, make your toilet great again.
Great again.
I know it's supposed to say great, but it has a C instead of a G, Max. Yes, make your toilet great again. Okay. Except I hope there aren't flies around my poopy in my toilet, but there are obviously around Trump. And they are Mitch McConnell and Lady G. Oh, all kinds of flies flock around the Trumpy shit. Anyway, we've got this great toilet plunger for you. Are we selling it on our site? No. Okay. So this is not a commercial. This is just a public service announcement. So, as you all know, I am a Bernie babe. That's right. I love Bernie. Like Cardi B, you know. Bernie was my first choice, of course. And you know that. And then Liz Warren, the cougar, my second choice, because I would have liked to see Sally Mullins play her in the parody. But, Julian Castro, third. And I think woo-woo Marianne Williamson, fourth. So basically, Joe Biden was pretty much my last choice among the Democratic candidates up there on that stage. But as choices go, and y'all know I'm very pro-choice, with the choice between voting for a fire hydrant and voting for this toilet plunger, Trump, I choose the fire hydrant. Not that Joe's a fire hydrant, but, you know, maybe he can put out the Trumpty Dumpty dumpster fire that is inflaming America. And, you know, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, inflammation is the great evil of the body, really. Take it from someone who's had respiratory conditions. You don't want inflammation, and that's just what we have in our individual bodies, thanks to the highest death count of Americans, and I don't know what, forever, on Trump's watch. And we have inflammation of the body politic as well. So, you know, inflammation being the root of a lot of evil, I am voting for the lesser evil. That's right. I'm one of those lesser evil voters, I know. We get pigeonholed. We're pigeonholing everybody. But, Joe Biden. Yep. And I'm riding with Biden. I'm in the back seat, though. I'm not in the front seat. I ain't steering this car, and that's obvious. His sexy Veep, maybe she's in the front seat riding a shotgun there, Kamala Harris. Now, Kamala wasn't my first, second, third, or fourth choice either. Mainly because, as our state of California's attorney general, she went after sex workers. Let's get it all out there. Well, some of it. And she busted Backpage, and she incarcerated countless brown and black people for drug charges, after which she laughingly told a radio host that, yes, of course, she smoked a joint listening to Tupac. How about freeing all those people you put away for drug charges? and sex charges, because now she does say she is considering the decriminalization of sex work. And I applaud that, and I'm hopeful about that. Because, you know, if you do something wrong, it's good to admit it and do something right. And, yeah, speaking of wrong, she is a Wall Street darling, a Silicon Valley sweetheart, when now's the time to tax the rich or eat the rich. Take your pick, rich. Right? You want to be taxed or eaten? I mean, I'm not going to eat you. I, you know, not that I'm vegetarian, but I don't eat people. But some people here do, and you're making people desperate. So get taxed or get eaten. So as for Kamala being mixed race, she's black Jamaican on her daddy's side and India Indian on her mom's side. And yeah, I mean, that's really cool. That's super cool. But I have to say, when it comes to voting, I'm not really into identity politics. I'm into policy politics. I know I don't look like that with my boss mask, but I am the boss. And yeah, I'm looking at what you do for or against your fellow Americans. And that's a lot more important to me than who you are, you know, racially or sexually or religion-wise or anything personally. So that said, I gotta say, I like Kamala's face, with or without the mask. I think she's very sexy, and that counts, you know. She's got a sense of humor. She's got that sexy smirk and that bedroomy voice. I mean, you almost think she's doing Maya Rudolph instead of Maya Rudolph doing her on Saturday Night Live. She was born in Kaiser Hospital. That's right, in the great American city of Oakland. So, STFU with your stupid racist anti-immigrant birther conspiracy theories. And she is married to a Jewish guy, Doug. And as a fellow Jew, I won't hold that against her. Okay, but her uber Zionism does bother me a lot. And it's, you know, yeah. Kamala, she's got to lend some support to the Palestinians here. I mean, Yes. We got to put the pressure on, I think. So, yeah, even though there's a lot I don't like about Kamala Harris, and there's a lot more I don't like about Joe Biden, I'm holding my nose with my mask on and voting Biden-Harris. I am. I know. Some might say it's hypocritical. I don't know how you cannot be hypocritical in this election in a way. Because I'd rather hold my nose than have the stink of Trumpist poop, you know, overpower me. Kill me, basically. The toxic fumes. I mean, let's just face it. They're all criminals. They are. And they're all thieves. And they're all warmongers. That's clear. All of them. All these politicians are in the pockets of the military-industrial complex, the defense industry.
And the prison-industrial
hypocrites.
Complex.
And so which lesser evil will you vote for? I mean, or will you vote for the greater good that doesn't stand a chance in this very critical election on the edge of electoral dysfunction? Or will you just not vote? I mean, a lot of Americans just don't vote. And it's a tough choice. I get it. I agree. It's a tough choice. But, well, no buts. I mean, being bonobo, I do see all sides, you know? Diversity makes the world go round. And honestly, some of my favorite sex therapy clients are Trump supporters. And some of my favorite Counterpunch colleagues are voting green or not voting. I don't know anybody voting for Kanye, but people are. And I get it. I really do. But I'm going to vote blue. That's me. And I hope you. I mean, that's why I'm doing this spiel here. So you can understand where I'm coming from. And it's a complex decision, but I am voting blue, and I'm doing it down the ticket because I'm not bright enough to analyze every single congressperson. But I kind of don't want Mitch McConnell. I don't want him running the Senate. Nancy, she does an okay job, in my opinion. I mean, I like the way she wields the whip. She's very dumb. But again, serving the military-industrial complex too much for my taste. But yeah, lesser of two evils, folks. I will hold my nose when I vote Biden-Harris, but I will breathe a lot freer when we get out of this toxic, Trumpy clown car. Can't take it anymore. And we're fighting. America's fighting right inside the clown car. And of course, I don't want to get out of the car and get into hot water or a cold war with Russia or China. I don't want the rich to get richer and the poor to get poorer. So, once we get the blues in there, we progressives, I mean, I don't even like the word progressive because I don't know about technical progress takes us away from Mother Earth. We got to get back to Mother Earth, the original femdom. So I believe in ecosexuality and the femdom principles. And I got to keep the pressure on these people. But at least there's some hope you can keep the pressure on with the Dems, even though I don't think they're in the pockets of the progressives by any means. But let's put them in our pocket. Let's socialize. Socialism, yes. A little bit of socialism is a good thing. So we got to get Trump out, vote blue, my sweet boo-boos. And by the way, today, thank you for your support. Today in Portland, and of course, you know, I'm a big fan of the naked Athena, the goddess of Portland. And in Portland today, the Proud Boys and QAnon have joined forces with other fascist groups to attack Black Lives Matter and Antifa. By the way, Antifa's name stems from Antifascistis Aktion, anti-Nazis of Weimar Germany. That's their tradition. And of course, the Proud Boys are the opposite, right? The Nazis. It's interesting to see history played out before your very eyes. And yes, it starts with bats. Of course, now they have gas, which should be illegal, but they're spraying it. Anyway, the Portland police, who beat and gassed peaceful BLM protesters, are just doing nothing, or they did nothing today. As the fascist Proud Boys pointed their guns and pepper sprayed and beat BLM people that were actually lying on the ground. Uh-huh. Some heroes, yeah, right. But, speaking of heroes, BLM and Antifa made those fascist cowards run away. Run away, run away, run away, run away. Yes, the reason this thing is yellow, hide in your bunker. But I gotta say, it's scary. It looks like a civil war dress rehearsal, you know?
Feels like it.
Yeah. So maybe the naked Athena will save us. Or maybe we have to save ourselves. Bonobo way. With sex positive solidarity and kink positive love. And speaking of kink, let's gear up. We are bound for DomCon, the 17th annual DomCon LA. And DomCon LA 2020 virtual will be August 28th to 30th. That's next week. And I will be mistress of ceremonies. Woohoo!
Yay.
And I'm so excited to have some very special guests tonight from DomCon, the top creme de la creme of DomCon and Sanctuary LAX. May I first introduce Mistress Cyan.
Oh, hell.
Hello there.
Hello, Mistress Cyan. So great to have you here via Zoom in Bonoboville from Sanctuary. And you are the founder, executive producer, and alpha headmistress of DomCon. And that is the world premier professional and lifestyle domination convention. And I've been reading those words for many years. I started coming to DomCon myself in 2015, but I just found out really what they mean by reading the explanation on DomCon.com, which everybody should go to make sure they register for DomCon 2020 virtual. So apparently you had an epiphany in 2001 in which you were on a kind of chat group about BDSM and you'd just become a pro-dom and you were trying to communicate and you were blocked. Nothing to do with Dr. Susan Block, but you were prevented from posting, and you found out from the monitor that it was because you were a professional. And then you had this epiphany that there should be a place for professional kinksters and lifestyle kinksters to come together. And that was the beginning of DomCon in your mind, right?
Yes, that's very true. I've been lifestyle for quite a long time and was in a Yahoo, back when Yahoo had groups going on, and I went in to log in one day and couldn't get in. And I emailed the moderator and said, I'm having problems accessing the group. And she said, oh, well, it's because we threw you out. And I asked her, I said, what did I do? I've never been rude to anyone and respectful. And she said, well, you're a professional and this is for lifestyle. And I said to her, well, I've been lifestyle for many more years than I've been professional. And she said, well, this group is for lifestyle. And that's what made me kind of sit back and say, wow, you know, all of us in the professional industry that have been successful or been around all started off in a lifestyle. This is not something you just get into and say, hey, not like going and playing basketball or something, but hey, this sounds good. I think I'll do this and make money in a career. It's something you have to like and enjoy and understand. So that's why I came up with the idea about trying to do a convention or an event. Well, actually, when the idea was just to be a local LA event. It was just going to be a small LA event to kind of bring this community together here. But within about 30 days, it became a national event. We had people from all over the country registering and just kind of blew up. But everybody in Los Angeles was telling me that it would never work. They said, lifestyle people aren't going to come to where the pros are. The pros aren't going to come with lifestyle. The pros are going to try to one-up each other. They're not going to share information. There's going to be egos and attitudes. And when we had our first DomCon, none of those things happened.
Wow, you proved them wrong.
Yes. I mean, and actually, that's one of the most satisfying things for me about Don Juan, because I'm the type of person that I don't accept that you can't do something. Because I'll try to find a way to tell you how we can. And it was very satisfying to see that all the people who told me it wouldn't work. Because, as you know, Dr. Suzy, I also had a career back in the music industry and management and production and as promoters. And I've heard for many, many years people tell bands, get a real job, don't waste your time. And many of those bands are big name bands now. And that, so I think one of the problems with people in general is they tend to not believe in themselves enough to do what they really want to do or believe that they can do. Other people convince them that it can't be done, and they say, it's not the people I surround myself with.
Yes, the first DomCon was, first DomCon LA, was April 2004, and you talked about it on my birthday show in 2004, which was June.
Yes,
and gave me a birthday spanking, which was my first adult birthday spanking, and you gave me a birthday flogging, which was my first birthday flogging at all.
Dingletail.
Yeah. and you gave me another one a few years ago, which was a lot of fun. And and soon after, you started DomCon Atlanta, which then moved to New Orleans. So DomCon has been here and there and everywhere, bringing together lifestylers and professionals. And I just think it's great to bring together lifestylers and professionals, because professionals are just often lifestylers who make money at it,
Yeah. We, for LA, well, DomCon has drawn professionals from all over from every continent on the globe except Antarctica.
Wow.
We even had them from pro doms from South Africa last year. And what COVID did to really fuck us over this year, not only did they keep us from doing DomCon LA live and in person, but we were in the middle of negotiating a DomCon Amsterdam and DomCon London when all this stuff hit and shut all those countries down. So we've had to put a little bit of a delay on our growth, but it's not going to stop us. It didn't stop us in the beginning. It's not going to stop us in the end.
No. And now it's DomCon International, really, because the virtual DomCon you can go to from anywhere in the world. And, you don't have to even pay travel expenses or hotel.
That's true. That's very true. And people who are curious about it, or they're in countries where they're not allowed to leave, can just kind of tune in on their computer for the weekend and skip classes and join socials and watch the fetish ball being broadcast Saturday night.
Yes, it's so exciting. I've even heard from Simone Justice that it's possible that even when we do get together in real life, and of course we all want to get together in real life and we will get together in real life, but to have a virtual element is great, so people can participate from anywhere in the world.
Oh, yes. And, and we're so happy to have you as the Mistress of Ceremonies this year and to be presenting your class again. That's always one of the most favorite classes at DomCon.
Oh, thank you so much. I just love to speak to the DomCon audience and deliver the Bonobo Way, because it is the way of femdom power, and there is such a thing as Bonobo BDSM, and they use it to keep the peace in their community.
Yeah, and presented by such a world-class personality even adds to the content. So we're very honored to have you. And,
bless you.
I'm honored to be on the show again. It's been, it's like year number 19 or something?
Yeah, well, we started in 2004. So, it's like 20. I don't know. Add that up. it's a lot of years, like 16 years, I think. 16, yeah. So, and I've been going to DomCon since 2015. Goddess Soma got me to go, and I just fell in love. I'm hooked, and it's a great, healthy drug, and I go every year, and I love it, and I call it the Met Gala of Fetish and the Comic-Con of Kink. It's the place to be. And if we can't be there physically, we can be there virtually, which is social. You know, that's why I don't like the term social distancing. Physical distancing is all we're doing, because we are going to get together. And speaking of which, I want to get some of our fellow femdoms on Zoom up. Let's start with Madame Marguerite. And I guess we should have them talk one at a time, and then, you know, we can see them.
All right. Hello, Dr. Susie.
I hear you loud and clear. You have a good, strong voice, Madame Marguerite, as befits.
Why, thank you.
The four-time Susie Award winner for Best Animal Play Monarch.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
That's right.
And of course,
proud.
You inspired me to create that category.
And
yes,
you've
and won it every time.
That.
Yeah. And of course, Mistress Cyan has won many Susie Awards for giving me the best spanking, for snake tail whipping, for flogging, and for service to the kink community, really. But Madame Marguerite, loving bonobos as I do, I love animal play. I mean,
yes.
My second step to releasing your inner bonobo is be a bonobo. But you might be a tiger or an elephant or a pussy, you know, or a dog. So you inspire people to bring out their inner animal. And of course, now you are helping Mistress Ellen, or maybe taking over on the pet show, and we're gonna have a pet show in Virtual DomCon, aren't we?
We sure are. Yes, I have taken over the pet show, and we've made a few changes. We've included it to be people that don't necessarily have handlers, so we call it the Animal Play Awards. So, and this year we're doing it virtual, which is gonna be really, really exciting, because the platform that we're doing the convention on has a lot of really neat capabilities, and I'm really excited to see people competing from home, from the comfort of their own living rooms or bedrooms or whatever. I want to see everybody's critter outfits, and I've got some people sent in some pictures and videos, and Lady Remedy Ann actually sent in some really cute stuff that I'll share with everybody. And also, I'm going to be including in this Animal Play Awards this year, because it's virtual, a little award ceremony for people in the community. So tune in for that, because if you are an animal or a pet player or a supporter of animal and pet players, you might have a little honor coming your
way.
Wow.
Well, we'll definitely tune in for that. And I'm excited that it's animal play. I mean, pet show is great, but not every animal can be a pet. I mean, bonobos,
correct,
for instance, they're not pets exactly.
Yeah.
And
there's lots of people that play that are primal, that don't have handlers. You know, they're wild. You know, there are people that, you know, entire tropes of foxes go out and, you know, they play with a hare. None of them have a handler.
Yeah,
you know, they're all going out individually. They're not anybody's pets.
Well, that's interesting. So you're expanding the concept, so that can include submissives who would be more like pets, or doms who might be a tiger or, you know, a lioness or something, you know, who would not have a handler because they handle, you know.
Right. Or even just somebody that at that time doesn't have a handler and doesn't necessarily want to be handled by a stranger. You know, that is a nice element that we, you know, that's there, that we have handlers available for people that, you know, do want a handler and don't have one.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, making it necessary, making it mandatory, I think really shut a lot of people out. And I don't want to do that. I want as many people to want to participate and feel comfortable participating as possible. You know, I want this to be a really fun, exciting time for people. And, you know, let everybody get a little wild. Let that inner animal out. Those animals are glorious and beautiful. I want to see them.
We need to release our inner animal, because we're, you know, humans get so stuck sometimes, and releasing your inner animal really frees you in a lot of ways. And yes, it sounds like it's almost like
advertising for love. Hello.
Yes.
Because you can, you know, maybe get a handler through posting your animal play video and saying, hey, I don't have a handler. Anybody want to handle me? Yeah. So that's exciting. And I also remember when we had our 25th wedding anniversary, and we have a clip of you there in which you're delivering a wonderful poem about gay bonobos coming to Bonoboville and finding freedom and acceptance. And it was just so very clever and so very touching, just so beautiful. You're just full of stories and poetry.
Here she is, Madame Marguerite on DrSusanBlock.tv, live from Bonoboville.
Very happy. There once was a bonobo who thought that he might be homo.
Oh! Bonobos are bi, pretty much. But
there were bigots.
Homos.
All over the zoo.
Oh, oh. Boo.
He went to Bonoboville. Confused he was still. And he said, Dr. Susie, what shall I do?
I'm confused.
Oh.
She said.
Well, that'll be $3.50 a minute. welcome to Bonoboville.
Welcome, my child.
Oh.
Bonobos are wild.
There I am.
To yourself, don't be untrue. Go find you some pussy.
Ooh. A pussy cat.
Ooh. But not the kind with a cookie.
Oh. Humintoshin.
Pussy cookies. You know, sometimes pussies have penises too.
Ooh. They sure do.
Oh, look at that.
Ooh, I knew the dongs were coming out.
This liberated ape, he found his prime mate.
Aww, you're my prime mate.
That's so sweet.
I'm a prime mate.
And they adopted a gay kangaroo.
Aww.
To Dr. Susie and Max, because of you, we all can relax. So sincerely, we're thanking you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Oh, I'm so glad you love that. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a great moment. And that was awesome. I'm glad you loved it so much. Where I had the hat and I came out.
Yes, you had a hat. You played me. I was so honored that you actually played me very well, you know, and now I understand too. I don't think we have time to get too deep into it, but I just want to mention that you've been doing some very interesting little clips on kink and religion and spirituality.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've always been who I am. You know, there's never really been much of a closet for me. And, you know, I wasn't raised with religion. So all the religion that I found, I really came on my own. And for a long time, I was, mostly Jewish and with a little, you know, a few Muslim tendencies. And now it's sort of, you know, switched a little more. I'm a lot more Muslim than I am Jewish, but I still have a lot of Jewish tendencies, you know, like, Shabbat and things like that. But, you know, I read a lot of the books. I read the Torah many times. I read many versions of the Bible. So I've read the Old Testament, the Apocrypha, the New Testament, many, many times, many different versions from different countries. I've read the Quran many times. And, you know, I've done a lot of research on not just these texts, but, you know, what was going on in the world when these texts were coming out, you know, when these people were writing the text. And looking up who these people are, and, you know, there's a lot of information on these people. And there's a lot of information on these stories, and you could see where, you know, one version of the scripture says one thing and then another version of the scripture says another thing. And, you know, we have people really living their lives by it and going by gospel, but there's a lot of political influence in some of the stuff that's in the scripture. And so I've been doing a lot of videos, and actually I have an entire class on my Just for Fans and on my Clip Store where I break down these texts, where I talk about, you know, how a lot of the things like, you know, against gay people and against women and things like this actually made it into the scripture because they were not there in the original text. You know, I'm sure you know that the Talmud has a very different idea about sexuality and sex than the Old Testament today.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of differences amongst all these religious texts, and yet they're considered gospel by some people.
Yeah,
but I've also found them very fascinating, and of course I'm always fascinated by the enormous amount of sex, and yet this anti-sex attitude in a lot of the scriptures and Bibles and
yeah.
all that stuff, and the Quran as well. Muhammad had a few, you know, lady friends. So yeah, so I really would like to do a whole show about that with you.
Yeah,
but in
I'm
the meantime, and maybe you should do a course on that in DomCon, though I know you're busy with your pets. And that's
yeah,
a very
this year I'm not going to be teaching any presenting anything other than the
yeah.
animal
well, that's
awards,
enough.
But yeah.
But to me, releasing your inner animal is a very spiritual process.
So indeed, especially the way I do it, because I get, you know, I'm sure you've seen me and my pets, but I really get into their
yes, you do.
Into their minds, and I really get into their instincts and the character and the people that they are. Really, you know, when you strip out social etiquette, and you know, I'm all about breaking constructs as it is in our everyday lives, because. Constructs are so oppressive. If we look at all the things that we're oppressed by, that all these systems are constructs, okay? Gender roles are constructs, okay? Racism is a construct. These are all constructs. And they are systems that were put in place by people on person to be oppressive because they understood psychology and, you know, how people socialize with one another. They understand human behavior and they manipulated that. And so I'm constantly breaking away from constructs and at least very, if nothing else, asking people to question their constructs.
Your constructs. And, you know, the bonobos certainly provide a primatological construct for femdom power. And the males are happy about it. So it's a good inspiration for this thing that a lot of people say is unnatural, but it isn't.
Right.
It's very natural for females to be empowered. So let's talk to another female from Sanctuary and DomCon, and we'll come back to you, so don't go away. But I want to bring on Lady Remedy Ann, if that's possible. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hey
can
there.
You hear me?
Looking sexy, yeah, and you're in
Thank
front of
you.
That nice spider web bondage. Yes, I love it.
Yes, and the throne, one of the wicked thrones here.
Yeah.
It's really nice. You look beautiful as always.
Oh, and like you too. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Always fun to be on your naughty, naughty, naughty Susan Block show.
Oh, so yes, it's kind of naughty, but tonight it's a bedside chat, and we're kind of getting to know everybody a little better. It's always fun to, you know, explore more about you. I think I met you, well, I might have met you on my show.
On my sister over here.
Your sister.
Remedy. Oh. She's my sister.
I thought you'd never ask.
I know, I marked
yes.
you.
Oh, yes, you definitely marked. Mm-hmm, beautiful.
We need salt.
I'm doing salt. Okay, lick first to make the salt stick.
Like I've never done this before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Lick, lick, lick. Like just like a kitty.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now you get a little salt and snack it up there. Mm-hmm.
Now swallow. Woo! Yay. Well now.
Morning, right?
Well, she might like
it's
that.
It's so funny. I
Look
was
at
thinking
that. Booty.
She might like it here.
It's a cutie booty.
Is that a bite?
Oh. Ow!
That was a bite. I should know better than to get licked by a dom. Yes. It's going to be a bite. Ooh.
I think she liked that.
Can I have the microphone, please?
You got some spanking over in the other.
Got spanking
and look,
everywhere.
And look, her shirt is starting to match her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Her ass color is matching her shirt.
And it's matching the
Lady
color.
Lady Remedy Ann, it needs to go harder Valentine so we can match heart. The shirt.
Okay. Raise your hand if you need me to sing.
But then I saw you as a pony at DomCon, and you were magnificent. You were Mistress Cyan's pony, and I think it was my first DomCon where I was speaking, and I was trying to get my tech crew in, and it was a little bit challenging at the front desk, and Mistress Cyan and you came in like my knight in shining armor on a horse, you know, and you were the pony and with your plumage, and it was just so magnificent. And of course she saved the day and said, let her in, and her people too. And you just looked so gorgeous as a pony. How do you feel when you play the pony game?
Well, you know, I being that I'm such a fetishist, there's a few animal roles that I actually take on and become. And when I'm Braveheart, which is Braveheart, the show pony girl, I feel like I am 10 feet tall. I feel pretty magical and probably the most powerful I could possibly feel.
Wow.
Even compared next to being a femdom. There's something about being a pony that, like, you know, you can just trample people or kick people or bite people or prance around like a little show pony and
take them for a ride.
It's awesome. So I love being Mr. Cyan's show pony. But since then, I've also discovered that I am a pig.
A pig?
Oink, oink. Yes, yes.
Oh,
I'm green,
with a snout and an oink and a little tail.
I also am a guard dog named Butch the Bitch. You know,
wow.
And I had no idea I was going to be a puppy until Mistress Cyan put this hood on me, this doggy hood, and I totally felt like a big badass guard dog, you know.
Wow. Well, you're exploring so many animals. You've got to try a bonobo one day.
You know what? I've always said if I were to die and I had to come back reincarnated, I would pray that I get to come back as a male bonobo.
A male bonobo. Yeah, they get taken care of. The females are in charge. The male bonobos actually live longer than their counterpart chimpanzees who are in charge but are very stressed because they're like hurting and killing each other. But the male bonobos, you know, when they get in a conflict, they do penis fencing back and forth. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, well, you could practice with a dildo for when you're reincarnated. Yeah, yeah. I bet you wield a good, strong pegging instrument there.
Yes. That sounds like a great idea.
Now, I think I met you, or one of the early shows that you were on, we have a clip of you doing Bonoboville Communion, and you are very gracious, offering your lovely boobs, and then you lick the salt off my ass, and then you bite me, and oh, you're such a little kind of mischievous imp, and then you give somebody else a really good flogging. Did Mistress Cyan teach you to flog, or did you learn it somewhere else?
You know what? I've taken a lot of classes. I definitely have picked up quite a few pointers, specifically in Mistress Cyan's class. But I've been doing this a long time, and so I came in with some flogging skills. So I can't say that I can't give her all the credit, but I definitely am inspired by her, and still to this day inspired by her. Every time I pick up a flogger, I think about Mr. Cyan. So
yes. Well, she's won a few Susie Awards for that. And is Mr. Cyan back? Is she there? Can we bring all three of our guests on at the same time, at least visually? Yeah. There we are. It's the Bonoboville Squares, just like Hollywood. And yeah, there we go. Or maybe they should be on the side, and I don't have just a bunch of stuff on either. Can you have them on one side and me on the other side, or two of us on one and two on the other?
And so, in the meantime...
In the meantime, I can show my boobs. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we wouldn't mind, but we should turn the Facebook camera away.
I'm naked. I don't mind being naked.
You love to be naked? Are you
a
nudist?
I'm a fetishist, a nudist.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Well, don't let me stop you, although we
so
would have
hot.
To give
like,
us a warning.
Naked weather?
Yeah, sure. Max, can you turn the Facebook camera away? Because she's going to show her boobs for
a sec. Let me know what it says, because I don't want to get you in trouble.
Okay. No. We're taking it away now. And give us a flash. Oh, it's, come up a little. Up. Beautiful. Whoa. Beautiful flash. You guys on Facebook, you should watch this. It's free on drsusanblock.com/live. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to get Facebook.
No.
I don't want to get.
No, we're not on. You're not on Facebook now.
Good.
Oh, there we go. Beautiful. Okay. All right. So we have a beautiful look at lovely mammaries. I'll show mine too. Just to be even. Woo. And from nips to lips. Mwah. Let's get everybody else back on. And we've got to get back to our in-person shows. And DomCon has got to get back to in-person DomCon. But in the meantime, everybody's virtual. And the great thing is you can go to DomCon from the comfort of your own bed. I know I will be there in my bed and going to all the events, or most of the events, certainly the red carpet and opening night, which is hostessed by Goddess Phoenix. We all love Goddess Phoenix, and she gave me this fabulous fiber optic whip. And at one DomCon opening night, I got an award, and that was so exciting, for special guest of honor. And are we going to give out more awards than this DomCon opening night? Mistress Cyan or Madame Marguerite?
You're muted, Mistress.
Can you hear
yes,
me?
I hear you fine.
Okay, yeah, we've got some things planned out, and because it's virtual, and we're not going to be able to have as many people. We're going to be doing some things with having a little bit more entertainment at the opening ceremonies as well.
Oh, okay. That's always
fun. And the mistress ceremonies will be up speaking a little bit more.
Uh-huh. Do you have any performers on the list?
Yeah, we've got a couple. We got some things happening with some comedy, and we've got a couple of burlesque girls from Atlanta that's going to be virtual doing some stuff called from a troupe called Slut Church.
Slut Church.
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of the combination of spirituality and kink, that's a great title. Slut Church. Of course, kink is often practiced by people that grew up in religious backgrounds. You know, try to just make sense of it. And it involves worship, right? And it's great to be able to worship your lover.
It's the people who are oppressed that were brought up in a situation believing that sexual things and kinky things and quote non-normal stuff.
Yes. Well, I think a lot of it was because of the whole idea of increasing the tribe, procreate, put all your sexual energy into procreation. And that's okay if you don't have too many people, but we kind of do for Mother Earth. So it's not, it's actually a good deed to channel your sexuality into non-reproductive fun activities, I think. So
yeah, well, it's much better to spread some love than hate.
And that's absolutely true. And DomCon certainly spreads love. And I think it's wonderful that one of the other ways that you proved the naysayers wrong is that they were saying that all these pros would be at each other's throats competing. But it's much more bonobo than that. There's female solidarity, there's dom solidarity, there's even solidarity with the male doms and the female doms, and sharing of information, sharing of contacts. I just found it to be amazing how non
competitive it is, how almost socialist everybody is about sharing.
Well, you know, a lot of the pros, when you really get down to it, have master's degrees, PhDs, a very high level of intelligence. It's not somebody that we're not. We understand that as a group we grow, and we can get a lot farther collaborating and working together than against each other. The pro dom industry has become more of a sisterhood, nurturing Absolutely. The people who are coming up and learning, so that it's safer and we don't give law enforcement reasons to come and get people in trouble for doing and having a reason to keep us from doing what we do, because a lot of people just don't understand what we do until they try it.
Yeah.
And so many times, especially with DomCom, where people have come and never done it before, and they come to a class and they start to learn some things, and by the end of the weekend, they're willing to try something. And then when they try it, they're so amazed about how erotic it is and the sensations they feel and the places it can take them. And that's the same thing we do with AVN at the Lair and with LA Pride and everything else is help educate people by letting them experience it, make it interactive, let them come try it and feel it and understand what it is that we do. And all of a sudden, the stigma of it being about all about pain or anger or hate disappears.
Yeah, yeah. But it does help channel those things into something loving, you know, because we have those negative emotions, and it's a beautiful thing to learn how to channel them. I really think there should be BDSM lessons to people who have problems with controlling their temper. And I think that the police that do participate, and there are police officers that participate, they seem to learn a lot about, you know, dominance and submission and how to make sure, you know, you don't accidentally kill your submissive, whether they're a consensual submissive or, in the case of real police work, a non-consensual submissive. You should learn about this stuff. It really helps.
Yeah.
Self-control and discipline, absolutely very important to exercise and learn and, you know, develop within.
And Lady Remedy Ann, you are Miss, what is it, Leather? You got the
Queen Miss Leather. No, I'm just kidding. Miss CSW 2020, Christopher Street West. I share my first leather title. Truly is an honor and, yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. And of course, Mistress Cyan, you've taught so many people all about whipping. You were the first I saw with a snake tail whip erotically. I'd seen them in circuses, and I even had a circus performer on my show who like whipped quarters off of a lady's nipple, but he wasn't really doing it erotically like you did. And I'll never forget the fabulous flogging that you gave to three lovely sets of buttocks at once on our Lupercalia the same night you announced your engagement, and you were just fantastic whipping all these butts and pretty much whipped the panties off of submissive Bambi.
Yeah. Oh, but look at this Florentine movement. Speaking of Italy.
Gonna Florentine the pants right off of her.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Beat the bottom off,
Let's
Bambi.
Get the bodies off, Cyan.
Beautiful. They are turning red as hearts.
Nice. Now you're giving her a challenge.
Buns.
Right. Oh, let's get
take
closer that.
Closer.
Pow.
Almost off.
Oh, some people use their teeth, but Mistress Cyan uses her floggers.
Yeah.
Beat the britches right off her bottom. That's right.
I just have to say, being a pro, how amazing Cyan is. I absolutely love her. She's a huge part of our community. She is our community, and she is just an inspiration to everybody. She
has been teaching a long time.
Right.
Oh, and she is flogging the panties off of Bambi.
Nice.
Very well. Very nice. I like that. I don't know if you can show that, but...
she is. That
literally
is
are
she's definitely flogging... Get them off. Yeah, yeah. Fuck Facebook, right?
What's the appropriate emoticon to put over that?
Of course, I did try some of this stuff on myself.
These are some amazing asses, though, I have to say. Can we have some applause for the amazing asses?
The assets?
Ooh, and I just
have
to...
That was a bad idea.
Pull these down. Max, don't show this part.
No, don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Can we get a picture?
Can we get an amen?
Can we get an A women?
A women.
A women.
Yeah, that's a fun night, fun memories.
Yes, great memories. Great memories, and we're going to make some great memories this weekend. Virtual DomCon, hopefully it's the last one that will be only virtual, although I think it's the first one that will include virtual, and they will all include virtual. But it's a beautiful thing that you care about the health of Kingsters, because, you know, you can't have fun when you're sick. I mean, that's no good. So, or when you're worried about getting sick.
Yeah, ironically, we took in when we first got the COVID shutdown in March, and we moved DomCon from May into August, which we thought was going to be enough time.
Yes,
we were actually at that point. We had no idea about the virtual. But what we did think about doing is we were going to set up one classroom. Well, you know, nice staging and lighting and everything else. And we were going to broadcast, you know, from that one classroom out of the four classrooms all weekend and stuff. And so we already kind of stumbled onto the idea of doing something virtual before we even knew what it was.
Right. Well, everybody's stumbling into it one way or another. And this COVID thing is so awful, but it has pushed us to, you know, really accept the virtual reality and to appreciate what it offers in these times of just great fear and pandemic. I mean, real pandemic, and then there's the fear factor. So, yeah, that's great. Now, tell us a little more about how this is going to work. I mean, is the mistress photo going to be just like, you know, 100 Hollywood squares or what?
Yeah, what we're going to do for the mistress photo is just have all the doms go on Zoom, because it has a great layout with, you know, you can have 50 or 60 or 80 pictures up there, and we'll just take a screenshot. So that's going to be the mistress photo this year. It's going to have to take the place of all of us sitting next to each other and standing next to each other and hugging each other and all those other sweet things.
But, it's too bad. It's I really enjoy that when we get up there on the Hilton patio. But at the same time, this sounds like fun. It'll be like one of those class photo things with little pictures of everybody. Yeah, and Mistress Tea is sort of similar, but bring your own tea.
Yes. We're kind of experimenting with some things. Instead of just having a room, what we think we may do is have a couple of different rooms, but we're going to call those ones tables. So they'll be like the Mistress Tea table one, table two, and stuff, so people will come in and be able to sit down instead of just like coming into a room, because it's coming to sit down and share a table with, say, 6, 8, or 10 people. And
interesting.
That, you know, so it, people aren't speaking over each other and stuff, and give a chance for people to actually meet each other a little bit more, even though it's virtual.
Well, it is going to be an experiment. And we'll see how it goes, but that does sound like fun. I mean, usually I table hop at these things. Can you do that?
You're able to do that.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You have to get off from one table and come to another.
All right. So virtual DomCon 2020. So Madame Marguerite, this will be your fourth DomCon, third DomCon?
Oh, no, I've been doing it longer than that. I don't know, many DomCons now.
Oh, okay.
I can't count my DomCons anymore now. This is my, I don't know, let's see, since 2016.
Okay. So that's fourth, I think.
Well, let's
2016,
see.
17,
wait, we're
18,
in 21?
19. Oh, fifth.
Maybe L.A., L.A. So, yeah. But you know, also, there's also New Orleans. I've been to every, since
right.
I started DomCon, I've been to every single DomCon. So, but yeah, DomCon L.A., yeah, this is like the fourth or fifth.
And what are you guys doing about New Orleans? Are you, I mean, that's in October, right?
We're doing L.A.
Yeah, we're doing L.A.
Doing
and
L.A.
And, you know, we'll just resume in 2021.
Yeah, and everybody from New Orleans can join us.
Yeah.
You know, everybody from anywhere. Saudi Arabians, yeah. You guys, you can join
That's
us.
That's right.
If you're in Afghanistan, come on up.
Stay in bed and join us, right?
People right. are interested in kink all over the world. It's just a common denominator. Different types of kink, of course, and DomCon does give you an opportunity to explore all different kinds of kink and maybe even more than ever. So how are you guys going to do the after parties?
That's going to be interesting because we've been doing some virtual play parties in the dungeon here for the last 2 or 3 months. We've been doing some big fetish play parties. We've had two cameras on the stage at Sanctuary, and we've had a couple of people scheduled to go up and do performances. And then in two of the playrooms here in Zeus and Hera, we had cameras. So we had like one couple in one room, one couple in another room, and we alternated the stage. So we only had maybe 10 people here doing it, but we also did a collaborative effort with Pleasure Bound Studios in Seattle. So they were broadcasting play, and the Rack Room in Denver, and they were broadcasting play, and Syndicate of Sin in San Francisco broadcasting. And for DomCon, we're going to have Mistress Tiffany broadcasting from her dungeon in Washington, D.C. So it's going to, there's going to be play, a lot of play on Saturday night, and I'm pretty sure on Sunday night it's going to break into some play as well as socializing and stuff as well.
And an interesting thing about this year's virtual DomCon is you can be a lurker. I mean, in regular DomCon, where we're all interacting, you kind of, even if you're there in a raincoat and sunglasses, you still are, to some extent, coming out of the closet that you're a kinky person. And yeah. That takes a certain amount of courage. And I am all for that courage, and I support that courage. But it's true that there's sometimes a little gateway experience, which is lurking. And this will give you the opportunity to, you know, not even be on camera, just watch everything that's going on.
And we've even had a couple of people, after watching some of the party, from their living room, turn their cam on and start doing some spanking and stuff like that from their living room. You
well,
know?
This, I'm sure, inspires people who have been lurkers to come out. You know, mm-hmm. I'm sure there will be people who've never come out with their kink who will do that this DomCon. And you know, I've said it before, but I think it's appropriate now. I've been a therapist for God 30 years, and really was kinky alongside of my work in therapy, and I just believe more and more that doms, the best doms, are therapists. And mm-hmm. Maybe the yes. best therapists are doms, but but certainly the best doms are therapists and do help their submissives to express pent-up feelings and come to terms with bad memories and you know, make changes that they really want to make, that they're afraid to make. What's been your experience with that? Anybody can...
I agree. You know, a good dom has got to be in control of themselves before they can be in control of someone else. Mm. And when you're in control of yourself, it means you know how to be a good listener, and there's self-discipline. So you can sit and you can actually listen and hear what somebody's telling you. You can read body language. You start to be able to read between the lines, so to speak. Because when we're doing a scene, a person's body language will speak to us much more than their voice will. Mm-hmm. So when we're speaking with someone who's having an emotional issue, we're doing the same thing. It's just inside in a scene. It's in real life. We're listening to them, reading between the lines, and can relate.
Yeah.
And I think it. I think we as DOMs, we have a tendency to be able to tune into people a little bit more than most people do.
You have to. A good DOM has to tune in to their submissive, to their desires and feelings and limits. You know, so many kinks come from our childhood, and whether it's bad or good, it comes out of that. And you know, it's hard to be an adult, and it's good to be able to trust someone enough to let them take you back into childhood and explore that, and then come back to adulthood having been refreshed and enlightened. Yes, Madame Marguerite.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with what you're saying. And, you know, it's also really important to understand, you know, you're talking about psychology, but also understanding biochemistry and understanding how our brain, you know, understanding how our brain processes things and the chemicals that we release and why we release them and what they're for, you know, to understand our responses, you know, in session, in a scene. So, you know, just learning the body, learning the mind, learning the brain, you know, I think it's all, and, you know, I think that's why it's such a spiritual experience, because we're reading each other's nervous systems, you know, we're, you know, manipulating our bodies and our, you know, feelings and emotions in a way that's very unique. And, you know, I think it's beautiful. That's why I do what I do.
Yes, and I really think that regular therapists could learn a lot from pro doms. So what's been your experience as a dom therapist, Lady Remedy Anne?
Actually, a pet of mine, my newest pet, a female, she just left, but when she was here, she was telling me how this is very therapeutic for her. Mm. Coming, you know, and serving me, is how therapeutic it is for her. And it is therapeutic. Absolutely. I have another regular client of mine that also always says that this is like therapy to him. And I understand the reason why they say that. It's very important to create a safe where your bottom feels safe. You know, because when they feel safe, then you can really begin to do the work. You can find out what it is they truly are looking for or need, or what you're going to, you know, are they ready to give, to take the experience that you want them to have? You know, the only way you're going to get anywhere is if they feel safe and safe enough to accept those things that are taboo, that, you know, religion or society has always said to suppress and hide. They're bad. You know, no, they're not. They're kinky. It's okay. It's okay. Just got to feel safe with it and do it responsibly, which is, yeah, that's why being a pro mistress is so important. It's like my civic duty to society.
It is. It certainly is. And I do feel that, you know, regular therapists like my colleagues at ASEC, the Association of American Sex Counselors and Educators and Therapists, can learn a lot from how DOMs tune into their submissives, and how kinksters in general tune into each other and help each other to release difficult feelings. And, you know, so often a lot of my own clients tell me that their quote unquote regular therapist is not able to handle their fantasies and fetishes, and they just can't handle it. It's great that there are DOMs, and it's another reason that DomCon is tremendous for putting, you know, civilians in touch with the pros, so that, you know, you can learn a lot and possibly take that step to getting a private session, or just learn some things that you can do. So,
in the 12 months leading up to October, I mean to March when we closed down, I was asked to address two panels of therapists in downtown LA and two panels out in Orange County to teach therapists about what our lifestyle was all about and were the differences between BDSM and abuse, and help them understand the psychology of players. At last year's DomCon LA, Genesis conducted a workshop in the industry only about mental health, and it was very, really intense. There were so many people that spoke up about their issues and pro-domination being such a lonely business, you know, because many times independents are sitting in their dungeon waiting for the phone or waiting for clients. And after the class was over, we had one woman come out and address Goddess Phoenix and tell her how happy she was that she came to this class, because she had come to DomCon basically to say goodbye, because she was in a really bad space and she was planning to do something the following week, and she wanted to say goodbye to everybody, but that after coming to this class with mental health and sharing with everybody, it totally inspired her to not commit suicide.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. That's such a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we've only got a few more minutes here. So what is our final word about DomCon 2020 virtual?
Well, I would say if you've ever had any interest in it, you need to come to this. If you've been to DomCon before, this is a new experience to come and meet some old friends and see some new ones. And also, I just have to add, because I talked about it last year at DomCon, about the importance of voting and changing our administration.
Yeah.
We are going to get stripped of our rights, and they're going to come after us next if we don't get this asshole out of here.
We got to. We got to flush him down that toilet. You know, like I said in the beginning, we might have some qualms. I have some qualms with the Democratic ticket, but I'm voting blue down the
Moscow Mitch has got to go, and so does Trump.
yeah, gotta go.
And then we push
them to be more progressive, but we gotta get rid of this.
This guy's poopy. A fucking Nazi. This guy's a Nazi, and finally they're starting to call him that. Finally.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And this is why this is such an accurate drawing here, this beautiful Trump as a pile of shit.
You know, I missed fucking your Trump head.
I do have my Trump head that I'm going to now spank with my Trump.
I love you. Thank you.
Oh, yes. I'm spanking his big balls and his tiny little pee-pee. Tiny little pee-pee with his own toilet brush, and he's gagged on a water pistol with a bottle of bleach nearby, just in case. And his niece's book, because she knows the real Trumpus. Yep. All right, we got to get him out. We got to get the vote out. And yeah, you could vote for the greater good, but they're not going to win. So you got to vote for the lesser evil. That's it.
Yeah.
You got to do it, and you got to make them good. And there's some hope with the blue ticket, because there's no hope with the toilet brush, you know?
That's right.
We can't turn the world around overnight, but we can do it one step at a time.
One step at a time.
But that doesn't mean we don't love Trump supporters. In fact, I don't know about you guys, but I have a lot of Trump supporting clients, and it's because they need help the most.
Mm-hmm. They're fucked up. Yeah.
I got friends that are as well. I don't understand it, but I still have friends.
No, we don't understand it. Well, I kind of understand it, but I don't like what I understand. But nevertheless, I that's part of the therapy, is I try to help people to see the light. And so a lot of them are. A lot of them that voted for Trump in 2016 are not this year. Yeah.
Keep your eye out. On Monday, August 31st, LA Pride is going to be announcing a virtual 5K U.S. National Pride Stride for charity.
All
so
right.
We're going to be announcing that August 31st. So,
as we're recovering from DomCon, we can check it out.
Looking forward to that.
It'll be in September, and I will definitely send you something, Dr. Susie.
Oh, yes. So I just want to reiterate that DomCon is next weekend. If you're tuned in live, it's August 28th through 30th. A Friday night kicks it off, and you got to check out the time zones, folks. That's the most challenging thing, is knowing what time zone we're in. And but it is available to everyone. That's what's incredible about it. So you can, you know, watch with your vibrator, you know, or your lover, or just yourself.
Her mistress, her master,
Yeah, okay. Well, it's been so wonderful to have the three of you on, Mistress Cyan, the great founder and head mistress of DomCon, and Madame Marguerite, my friend. You're all my friends, but I feel so close to Madame Marguerite. I almost
love
feel like
you.
I discovered you because you came on my show.
It's always so good being on your show, Dr. Susie. Thank you so much for having me every time.
Yes, and of course you're featured in my my splosh.
Yep.
Doctor,
you are covered with chocolate.
Yeah, that's right.
That's my not famous, poopy. That's chocolate.
My famous pudding poo flowing monkey.
Yeah.
Flinging monkey, yep.
And,
my loyal pets.
And all of you are actually, including Lady Remedy Ann, but Mistress Cyan is featured in a lot of pictures here. And you're in this Two Madame Marguerite Spank in Art. And we're doing a new magazine too now. We're very excited. And of course, so thank you also, Lady Remedy Ann, for joining
thank
us.
You.
You're beautiful. And well, we can't wait till next week. We are bound for DomCon, and I'm going to be the mistress of ceremonies. Not that
yes!
I'm going to do that much, but I'm going to be there. And I'm also going to deliver the Bonobo Way virtually. Yes.
I just want to remind the wonderful people, because I love them all. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, too. Free ads. Free photo ads.
Yes.
Free ads for all you guys, all the advertisers, everybody.
Yes, free ads.
Now,
thank you. Bonobo,
free picture ads.
Bonoboville is a little funky still. We're always in beta, but it's growing fast, and we do accept ads from my friends.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Anything we can do to help as well. DomCon and Sanctuary's there as well as myself.
Yes. Well, we are sisters in Bonoboville and DomCon. Absolutely.
Yep.
And
thank
in
you.
Solidarity and in support of each other. And
yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's great. So so thank you again. See you next week. And yeah. Well.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We love you.
All right. So in our last minute here.
Yes.
Last minute. So we're going to say, yes. Hi.
We get a photo.
Okay. So I just want to remind all of you who are watching on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, let me do this again. If you are watching on YouTube, now's the time to hit subscribe to the Dr. Susan Block channel and to Sex Calls. Do it. All right. So, and also, it's a good time to donate to help save the bonobos to Lola Ya Bonobo, to the Bonobo Conservation Initiative, and to the Bonobo Project. And, of course, get the Bonobo Way, because a portion of all proceeds goes to help save our femdom cousins from extinction, so we can learn to be better femdoms and, to be happy males and make peace through pleasure with a little bit of pain. All right. Thank you so much, everybody from DomCon. Thank you, my darling viewers. Thank you, Captain Max. Thank you, all the Bonoboville crew. And thank you, Goddess. Thank you, Earth. Can I get an amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I get an a women?
Hey, women.
All right. Let's move on. Practice the bonobo way. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
All right. Yeah. Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. 1-800-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.